Bez Hashem, we're starting Maseches Makis, and we're right after Maseches Sanhedrin, where some of the Mefarshim actually look at Makis as a Hemshech of Sanhedrin. We explained in the last Mishnah of Sanhedrin that there are parts of the Dinei Sanhedrin that weren't discussed there. There's the Dinim of Edim Zomim, which are discussed, the Inish of Edim Zomim, which is discussed in the first parak over here, the Din of Reitzeach, which is B'shoigeg, which is not the same thing as other Averis B'shoigeg that are B'korban Chatos. That's a Chelik of Seder Kotchim. Over here, in Ritzicha, there's a Psak Misa on a Ritzach. He could be killed by a Goyal Adom, we'll see him Yetz Hashem. And the Din of Dine Nefoshes B'shoigeg of a Ritzach going to Golos is also a Chelik of the Dine Bezdin. And it wasn't discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin, as well as in the third parak, the dinim of who's chayv malchus on various averis also wasn't discussed. And because of that, when the Mishnah says ketzad hoedim nasim zemim, ketzad usually is not the first word of a masechta. Ketzad is an elucidation of something that was said already. It's an elucidation of that which was in the 11th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, which starts, opens up the dinim of edim zemim. Rishonim point out, or rather Achronim point out, Rishonim had girsois that clearly indicate they saw this as one mesechta. Some of the Rishonim have mafurish. Take a look at the Melech HaShleima, and at the Taisis Yomtiv, there's a Ralbag in Parshas Mishpatim, that call the end of Meseches Makis the 14th perek of Sanhedrin. Clearly they had that way. Achronim point out, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others, that if you take a quick count in any set of Mishnayos, how many Mesechtas we have in Shas Mishnayos, it comes up with a total of 63, which is problematic because the Kadmonim say there are 60 Mesechtas. Shishim, Gibayrim Sovivlo, Chazal say refer to the 60 Mesechtas in Shas. There aren't, there's 63. So what they tiny is that Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basa are really one Mesechta. Bava Kama means the first gate of the Mesechta of Nezikin. And that's the way it is in the Tosefta. Bava Kama is the first chelik of Maseches Nezikin. Bava Metziah is the second chelik, the second gate of Maseches Nezikin. Bava Basra is the third. Same way in Aholus, Caleb, in the beginning of Seder Tahar, is also, there's a Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. The Masechta, the way it's printed up by us, is 30 prokem. So it's one Masechta with three parts. So that takes off two, because Bava Metziah and Bava Basra aren't independent. That's 61. Which other Masechta has to come off to fit with the Chazal that there's 60? Makis. Makis is part of Sanhedrin. But Vinishvi, we're starting it as a new Masechta. And Mitz Hashem, the learning should be B'siyat D'Shmayan. Like we were magnet, there's three distinct inyonim over here in the Masechta. We're going to start now with the dinim of Edim Zaymim. Mishnah starts in an interesting way. Ketzed ho'edim nasim zaymimim. How do Edim become Zaymimim? Now, we've discussed the basic outline of the din. The Torah in Parashat Shoftim says, Edim come, and Edim say, Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven was Mechal Shabbos. Reuven ate Chelev. There's some type of Einish. There's some type of price to pay. The Edim created a Psak in Bezdin. Before the Psak was carried out, it has to be before the Psak is carried out, another Kad Edim come, and they're Mazim, the first Kad Edim, which means they don't say it's sheker. They're not makhish. Makhish would make it into what's called in Belosh al-Kazal, treyu trey. Two edim against two edim. They're deadlocked. You can't believe either one. Obviously, they're shoving. The chiddush ha-Torah is that when the second edim come and they don't say that the first one's edus is sheker, but they say imonu ha-yisem. You couldn't have said edus on it because imonu ha-yisem are mokum plaini. On that, the Torah says, we believe the second. We find the first guilty of lying. We're going to discuss the fact that there's a lav here of Lysana Bireacha et Shoker. That's the lav. That's the Einish. Needs an Ashora. That's the Ashora of the Einish of Kasha Zom Las Lachiv. And then they get an Einish. Which Einish? Not Malkus. They get an Einish Kasha Zom Las Lachiv. Ken Yeosoloi. If the two Edim wanted to kill Reuven for being a Mechal Shabbos, they wanted to have Reuven get Malkus, they want to have Reuven be chayv $100. The halach is Kenya Osaloi. They're chayv the $100, they're chayv the Malkus, they're chayv the Misa. So when the Mishnah says, Ketzer Edim Nasim Zemim, we're going to see it's atypical. It's not the regular case of Edim Zemim. This is a case where the oinish of kasha zomam cannot be carried out. Keitzem ha'edim nasim zomim in a way where we don't say kasha zom lasis lachiv ken yosaloi. They don't get the exact oinish that they were made on. Mi'idin onu bi'ish ploini shu ben grushoi ben chalutza. Two Edom come along and they say that Reuven, who is assumed to be a Kohen, is a Kohen, but he's a Ben Grusha. His mother was a Grusha before she married a Kohen. We call that a Cholol. He's Pasul Kohuna, he's Pasul Latruma, he's Pasul Lavoido. He doesn't have anything of a Kohen. Oi, Ben Chalutza. His mother was a Chalutza. She received Chalitza from her brother-in-law. And that Midrabonon has a din of like a Grusha. Chalutza is a quasi-grusha. So Melech Chazal asked a ben chalutza like a ben grusha. Ein oimrim, we're talking over here with the Edom, we're framed. They say they know Edom on him. Other Edom come along and say, Manu Yisim, you don't know the guy. You've been living who knows where for the last 25 years. How would you know? Ein oimrim, yosez a ben grusha ben chalutza tachtov. We don't say that take the first Edom that were made sheker, make them into ben grusha ben chalutza. It's an impossibility. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a yichus. It's a biological reality. You can't change somebody's biology. The Gemara doesn't say it exactly that way. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Kasha Zomim, Lasis Lochiv, Kein Ye'osa Loi, that should be done to him. Loi V'loi Lazarus. What are you going to do? You're going to make the two Edim into Psulim, and their children are going to be Chalolim. Part of Chalolus is that the children are also Nifsal Akrem L'Kavuna. You can't do that. It's their punishment. You could say it like that. You could say that's the because you can't be Mekayim the Kasha Zomim. Or if you want, you could say it a little bit deeper, like we're saying. Because what the Gemara really means to say is, obviously, that's not something you can't slap Edim with an Einish called they turn into something they're not. Vinish Vi, so what are you going to do? Scotch free? No. Eloika boy. Why Malchus? Where did they come to Malchus? They weren't trying to be Mekayim, this person Malchus. So here the Gemara says that Be'etzem, every Eid Zoymim should have Malchus. Why? Because they were even alive. The Torah actually even says it. The Torah in Pasha Shoftim, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Beis, V'Pilei HaShoftet V'Ko, Arboim Yakenu, the Torah puts Malchus into the context of Eid Zoymim. But what that really means is, there's a lav in the Torah, L'San B'Riacha Eid Shoker. That lav normally does not impose malchus because the Torah said, don't give him malchus. Kasha zom las lochiv ken yosaloi. We hold, by the way, that this goes into the klolim of kom lebi derab mine, that there can't be two disparate einshim for the same maisa. Over here, in the case of Ben Grusha, there should be a malchus for leisan b'racha et shoker, plus is Kasha Zomam. Over here, the Torah said specifically Kasha Zomam. Doesn't have to be only the Rabba Mineh. It's one out of the two. The Torah delineated. We had the sugya in the third Perek in Ksubas. The Torah over here delineated that the proper Einish is the Kasha Zomam last Lochav. So the Malchus falls by the wayside. What happens if you can't give the regular Einish of Kasha Zomam last Lochav? Can you also like? So your fallback position, your default Einish, is going to be Malchus. The Gemara points out that if you just have Kasha Zomam, if you just have Lesan Be'ach Eid Shoker, there wouldn't be Malchus because it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, it's B'Dibur. But the Gemara says, the Posuk of Kasha Zomam, there's an extra drosha of Mbina Koysa Rosha, where the Torah puts, like we said, Malchus into the Parasha of Edom Zomam. There's an element of Malchus in the Parasha Kasha Zomam to tell us that the default when there is no Kasha Zomam Las Lachav will be Malchus. Even though it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, you give Malchus. That's the first sugi over here in the Masechta. The Ritva says something which is important. The Ritva says that when the Mishnah gives this case Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, it's a problem. Ben Grusha is a psul deraisa. Ben Chalutza is only derabonon. So if the Edim or Edim Zemim that they wanted to do something to Reuven, the Kohen, they want to take away his Kohen on a Durabonadika level. Could you give Malchus for that? Ben Chalutza, not, it's only mentioned Agav, because in other Sugis and Shas, Ben Grusha and Chalutza, Legabe Psule Yichus, always mentioned simultaneously. Kivega asked the obvious question. If the Malchus is for Loisana Bereacha Eid Shoker, so then the Malchus is for saying Eid Shoker, does it make a difference, Klape, the quality of the einish or the psul that's imposed, whether it's the rabban deraisa to take away the severity of the crime of lasan reche et shoker, eidin that comes to aid the sheker. What's the difference if the einish they wanted to impose is deraisa derabban? Example, let's say eidim come to Bezdin and they want to impose on Reuven for whatever, a maisa gneva or some type of mazik, where Reuven should be chayv to Shimon a knas midirabonon. Ah, so the only over the lesan of berecha it shoker on a derabonon take a level. The edus is edus. The edus over here is edus shek on a deraisa level, even if the oynish them posing with the edus is only derabonon. Good. This mahalchim by the gdeli rabbi seinu to him yashu kivegas kasha. Gishmak a kasha to start the mesech to it. One thought could be what we just said, that over here, this is not an independent chiv malchus on a lav. It's a malchus on a lav of loisana, which is linked up to the parsha of Edim Zomim. So the quality of the psak that was done by Bezdin, falsely, mistakenly, kasha zomam lasas lochiv, that determines the quality of the loisana. Okay, there's a lot to say on the inyan by the lomdim. Let's move on to the second case. Meidin onu beish ploini shuchayv liglois. They say Rachman al Tzlan that Reuven killed Shimon b'shoigeg and is mechuyv golos. Einem yiglaze tachtov. L'chayr the einish they wanted to impose on him was golos. So send them off to golos until the kohen gadol dies, like we're going to learn in the second parak. You can't say that. Eloi kaboyim. Now the question is, why can't you say that? Taka, send them to golos. It's not pleasant. Send them off to live in golos. Why can you do that? The Gemara says the pasuk that only a person who's an actual retzeach could have a shaykhis to that einish. It's not shaykhis. It maybe it's a pasuk. So memela, the lush on the pasuk is, Who yonus alachas ha'orim? Only a real retzech, not somebody else. So what your default position, again, is chayv malchus aboim. A third case. Meidin anu b'ish plenish egirish esishle v'lenos an lo ksu boso. Edim were made that Reuven divorced his wife. He claims, lohev l'nivri, he's still married. The fallout from that is Edim say he divorced his wife, then Memela, since he said he didn't, obviously he didn't give her the ksuba. So we see the Edus as an Edus on the Gerushin, of course. She's allowed to go get married. And we see it also as an Edus on Masayim or Mona, that he's mechuyev to pay for ksuba. So, Edim come along and they mazim. You're saying that the get was given on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Imanu are you seminary to Israel? How could you say this? What happened in New York? So Memela, the chiyuv over here is kasha zomam. What's the kasha zomam? The moment. So Mishnah says, wait a second. It's not clear that a husband would not have had to give his wife a ksuba anyways, right? Ksuba was instituted that when he dies from his estate, he's going to have to give it. Zok the Mishnah, v'aloi ben ayoyim ben lamokor, soifer litin lo ksuba. So between now, lamokor doesn't mean tomorrow, it means at some undisclosed point in time, he will have to give her a ksuba. It doesn't mean he will. It means he quite possibly will have to give. Now, it's only quite possibly. So, how much would we say he's losing al yidei the fact that he had to vada give her a ksuba now because allegedly he was Megaj's wife? Well, really, he wasn't. Really, he's married. Is that a full loss of mono mosayim? No, it's a loss based on statistics, based on probability. How are you going to make that cheshbon? Call an actuary and make cheshbon is how much, that's what an actuary is. The cheshbon, how much the insurance should charge you in order to turn a profit based on your health, your age, and other factors that would weigh into what age a person is going to die. Everybody should live at me'evesim. So over here also, oimdim kama odam roitze litim v'ksubasa shalzu. How much would a person pay to buy off a note of debt that she has? A wife has a note of debt against her husband, the case he predeceases her, for Masayim. How much is that worth? Well, depends what his health is, her health, how old he is, how old she is, etc., etc. The note is, shim nisalmona in his gasha, either he dies first, and she's blibes in almona, or he divorces her. How many people are divorcing their wives after 40 years? Some stomach part of the actuary over here will be how happy the marriage is. If they're separated and they're heading for a divorce, the chance of the divorce happening is high. So it's pretty much money in the bank. Now, every note of debt also has the fact that you have to go after the trouble to buy it. So no note of debt, even if it's a certainty of 200, even if you know it's a chayv you collect, it's not worth 200. Depends on the person's financial situation. Depends on the loive's ability, credibility, how much money he has in the bank for chule, it's also part of it. There are a lot of companies that deal with this, the value of debt. So we make that upshat. How much v'meisa yurshen abalev, she's going to die, her husband yashes her, and there is no ksuba. So make that cheshbon, the amount of that debt, klapi the fact that now he has to pay 200. Afinot, because allegedly he was megayasher, the difference between those two is the difference between, is how much they were mazim him for. This nusach that we said, the difference between the two, it's a little bit complicated. There's a Rashi and a Taisus and a Tur. Exactly how to fatach this. Is it the value that a husband would pay to get back the note of debt, i.e. the ksuba from his wife, and he knows for sure he's not going to have to pay it from his estate? That's l'chor the value of what you're taking away from him? Or it's taka the etzim value of what she has, how much she would sell it for? There's different pshat and rishayna. But that's the idea over here. What's interesting, l'chayra, is l'chayra, there's a much bigger loss. Mona masayim, with all due respect, is only money. You made on a person who has a wife that his wife is divorced. The biggest hefsid you're doing is you're tearing apart his marriage. You're being made that he gave his wife again. And what happens if he's a kohen? And now with your edus, the edim zaymimim, he can never remarry his wife. He destroyed his marriage. L'chor, that's worth a lot more. Now, what would be the kasha zomam for that? Take away their wives also. It's something that's a metzias. Make them divorce their wives and they can't remarry their wives because you destroyed his marriage. It's also on l'chor, if you can't be mekayim, kasha zomam, then instead of the kasha zomam over here of money, l'chor, there should be malchus, like the case of Golos. And the case of Ben Gushov and Chalutza. One of the ways to deal with this kasha is by saying the following principle. The din of kasha zomam is only when the edim come. The edim say their edus. The edus is neskabel. The bezdin paskin. The bezdin created a psak based on them. That's their maisa mazik. Created a psak that ploini is chayv miso, chayv malkus, chayv momen. To say that bezdin created a psak, that this man can't marry that woman, that's a metzias. It could be that the evidence is clarified in Bezdin, but it's not a psak that's created. Momenus is a din Torah in Bezdin. Oinshima is certainly imposed by Bezdin. But Dine Issa Veheter are not imposed by Bezdin. And Memela, an Edus of Dine Issa Veheter, even if it was said in front of Bezdin, and even if the Edus was proved false, on that there's no kasha zomam. Taisvis does ask another kasha that besides for the ksuba, by saying that this man's wife was nizgarish, you lost her financial rights to share ksus va'oina. She has tvius on her husband to support her, and he lost her ma'aseh yadayim ha'mezaynis. So those, you see, the Taisus is only bothered by the financial fallout, not by the isa v'heta, the evan ha'ezer chelik. This might answer another kasha. Of the cases in the Mishnah, there are other cases that the Mishnah could suggest, which l'chor should be edus. That's also impossible kasha zoma. Two edim come along, and they say that a woman was mezana, and she's a soita, she's asura labailo. So what's the fallout? The kasha zoma, if the edim are proved to be zomimim, is on the dmei haksuba, she loses her ksuba on the masayim. But not on the etzim fact that now she's asura labailo. Why not? L'chor, there's no kasha zomam on that. There should be malchus. The answer could be the same. Bezdin doesn't create that psak. There are any other number of cases that are discussed by the Mefarshim. This is Yerushalmi that adds a few cases that are not in the Mishnah. But that would be a possible mahalach. The last case in the Mishnah over here is Mi'idin onu b'ishplani shu chayv l'chaver elav zuz. Here we're talking about straightforward financial kasha zomam. Ruven Oshim and Elav Zuz, the Edim say it. Al menas litn loy mikan vat shloshim yoim. But here there's an extra knetch. If it's stam midn on bishplan shu chayv lechaver Elav Zuz, and they found that the Edim were liars, so then kasha zomam, they'd be chayv to pay the Elav Zuz, no questions asked. Over here the Edus was, al menas litn loy mikan vat shloshim yoim. The term of payment the Edim were made was that it has to be paid back to a short-term loan. There's a lot of pressure. A large sum of money, Elav Zuz, has to be paid back to Shloshim Yoim. The Huaymer, he's maskim. The life is maskim to the Chayv. He says, I take a bar of the money, but the terms of the Chayv was Mikan Vad Eser Shonim. It was not 30 days, it was 10 years. You weren't there, And other Edim come, and they're mazin the Edim, you weren't there. So yes, nobody's denying the 1,000 zuz, but the fact that it's a short-term loan, he has to pay back so quickly, instead of having the benefit of the loan for 10 years, how much is that worth? Clearly not 1,000, because he has to pay back the 1,000 at some point. So the Mishnah says, similar to the idea that we just had, how much is that worth on the open market? How much would you pay? That's one way of saying it. Or how much is it worth to the loiver to renegotiate a choiv that instead of being a short-term, high-pressure loan, it's now going to be a long-term loan? How much is it worth to him? How much would he pay to somebody to negotiate that? The people do that professionally. That amount of money is the value of the kasha zomam over here. Now, a word of clarification is in order. The idea that the loiva would pay in order to extend the loan from 30 days to 10 years, l'chayra, idea of paying for extension for hamtanas mois, is the etzem idea of ribis. And there's an issa derais. A loiva can't pay money to the malva beyond the $1,000 for extension for hamtanas mois. But that doesn't say, the Gemara points out, that that is not worth money. It just says that the malva is not allowed to take that money from the loiva. So zikha, the loiva has a financial revach from the loan being renegotiated. How much would you pay to a third party to renegotiate? That's one point. The other point over here is that if somebody would renegotiate a loan from 30 days, which is stam, if a person stam borrows money, the Gemara says over here, the stam zman peronius is 30 days, which is why the Mishnah says in those terms. But if a person borrows money with a payment of 10 years, what happened to the fact that in the middle there's going to be Shemitah, and there's Shemitah's Ksofim? Zalocha and Parshas Re'ei, that the same way you're not allowed to work the land, the end of Shemitah, all choivos are annulled. Because of that, we have a takonas prusbul. So the Gemara goes off into a whole discussion of that over here. You're going to have to say ba'ifin where there was a prusbul, or the ifin where the stomach is that there's a prusbul, and therefore the choivos are not in this battle. What is a prusbul? We learned to Mitzvah Hashem, the fourth parak in Gittin, that's the place where the sugi is that Hillel Azokin was misakin, that a loiva in short, is a malva, I'm sorry, is moiser choivos of, that he can't collect from a loiva at the end of Shemitah, is moiser those choivos, the ability to collect it, the choiv itself, to a bezdin, and with that he gets around the iser, and this was a takona in order that people should keep on lending money to each other. The other possibility, which the Gemara has a discussion, is that maybe if somebody lends money, Reuven lends money to Shimon al menas, that this loan is not subject to the laws of Shemitah's Ksofim, that tonight would be chal. The Gemara gets off into a sugya of masna al masha kosabater l'cher, the tonight in the halvah is connected to Dine Torah. Does it work? Does it not work? But Dine Mominus, the sugi that we had in Perek HaKosev in Ksubis, the Gemara brings it as well over here.